great recession.
And this may create some problems.
Let me hear you, everybody.
This is Random Acts of Radio, featuring groovy audio things, poignant interviews, and long-forgotten mood-altering tunes.
You're a master of karate!
And friendship for everyone!
Oh, David!
That's it!
David!
Oh, I
recognize
that!
Oh,
shut it up, the sun!
On a mission from God.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger!
I'm not going to be ignored!
Old anchormen, you see, don't fade away. They just keep coming back for more.
Time now for another exciting episode of Random Acts of Radio with Cooper St. James.
And that's the way it is. Friday, March 6, 1981.
Please welcome your host, Chicago radio legend, Cooper St. James.
And I'll tell you that works pretty well for me. And again, right on time, huh? It's amazing what you can accomplish in under an hour. If you would have seen what I was up to an hour ago, you would never believe that Cooper St. James was sitting here in front of you for another episode of Random Acts of Radio. And that's exactly what's happening for this July 29th, 2018. Can you believe that we're staring down August 1st? That's okay to me. The weather is beautiful. We got like a 75 degrees. Hey, man, we're sitting on Easy Street. Let me tell you a little bit about Random Acts of Radio. We are audio collage, audio documentary, and all-around solid music program, and we need your assistance, right? If you play in a band, if you write poetry, if you're prone to putting together audio collages, if your mom plays a power bass in a funk trio, drop us a line and get them involved. This is Radio for the People. Send us a message to randomactsofradio@yahoo.com or send us a text message, 312-593-7811, and see all the fun you can have on college radio. Yeah, we've been doing it for about 15 years, and we're rather enjoying it. Now, last week, I meant to get to this, but we had a bit of a hectic week. Did you know that it was the anniversary of the passing of famous bank robber, Indiana guy, John Dillinger? So we'll see if we can celebrate John Dillinger, sadly meeting his end here in Chicago in 1934. So we'll celebrate some of that. Also, this week on August 1st, 1981, it was the beginning of a new page in rock and roll, let's say. Do you know what that was? Well, it was the first day, the first hour, the first minute of MTV. Yeah, I want my MTV back. 1981, August 1st, Mark Goodson and the gang celebrating MTV. We'll see if we can figure something like that out here on the big radio program. But very happy birthday to two of my favorite folk musicians, sort of, kind of. The first one, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, celebrating a birthday this week, as well as the great Jerry Garcia. And I know a lot of you, or half of you, or some of you, or one of you out there is rolling their eyes right now. More Jerry Garcia, please. I don't play that much Jerry Garcia. It happens once a year. But we will celebrate Jerry Garcia here on the big program. Among some really fun other things that will happen for you, I brought along a new band, great band, indie rock band, post-punk band from Sioux Falls. And their name is Strange Ranger. And I kind of like these fellas a lot. We'll play some of their music, Strange Ranger, off the album Day Moon. We'll have some tracks for you here on the program. And I mean it, 312-593-7811. Let us know who you are. And let's kick everything off with the birthday boy himself, Jerry Garcia, with one of my favorite tracks, West LA Fadeaway, from December 27th, 1983, San Francisco Civic Auditorium, right here on Random Acts of Radio.
I didn't have one good word to say. red light six. On the highway.
Yeah, coming to you always from one of my favorite periods of Grateful Dead music, about from 77 to 83. I always thought that was kind of the sweet spot and the soft spot in my heart. We play 1983 from December, West LA Fadeaway, in honor of Jerry Garcia's birthday, August 1st. Wherever you are, Jerry, we miss you, brother. Hey, I'm Cooper St. James. You're listening to Random Acts of Radio. Why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the first day of MTV. Yeah, we'll see you in a second.
Enter assistance to anyone who wants to start or expand a small business. They assist with creating a business plan, marketing, pricing, innovation, and market research. To find out more about the services at the Illinois Small Business Development Center, call 312-673-3429.
Brain function.
What I'm going to talk about tonight is about a fundamental transformation of how the world works.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
It's the answer that led those who've been told for so long by so many to be cynical and fearful.
So today, for me, being fearless means being honest.
The new WLUW.org is frickin' awesome.
With the new WLUW app, you can listen to WLUW anywhere.
Doesn't matter if you're in a closet, doesn't matter if you're in a bathtub, doesn't matter if you're in the Sahara Desert. You can even listen to it in space. It's also underwater. You can listen to WLUW underwater. And you can also listen to WLUW in the air when you're flying. You can listen to it when you got to eat your breakfast noodles. And you also can listen to it when you just got broken up with. Or
you can find the WLUW app by searching for it in the App Store or on Google Play.
I'm Cooper St. James. You're listening to Random Acts of Radio every Sunday evening right here on 88.7. We're an audio collage, documentary, and all-around good time music program. We're so delighted that you elect to join us every Sunday night. And we're chatting right now. Maybe, perhaps, just maybe, August 1st, 1981, you were lying around your crib wondering, I have a feeling that radio is going to be thrown a really strange curveball. And that's exactly what happened. Because it was upon August 1st, 1981, that MTV hit the airwaves. And you know what? If you weren't alive back in those days, this was a game changer. Although back then we didn't have the expression game changer. We would just say, that's pretty far out. Or that's rather rad. I remember saying that too. But maybe you were sitting around the house and you happened to pop on the old television and your parents were so wonderful where they had paid for this weird cable thing that would come into your house. It would go over the garage, through the garage, up the stairs, and right into your back of the television. It was called cable. And upon that cable, you had about 36 channels, and one of them was called MTV. But they played music, which didn't really make much sense because we didn't really know what videos were, but MTV had figured that whole thing out. You know, the M stands for music. I always thought it should have been VTV, like video television, but it's music television, and it was a game changer, and we were very happy to have it back in the summer of 1981. So I thought that we would celebrate this moment upon us to visit and listen to the very first broadcast, the first day of MTV, and after that we'll play the first video that they played, and I think you know what it was. I won't ruin it for you, but it was perfect, and The title was good. We'll get that played for you. But let's have a listen to the first broadcast of MTV. Yeah, right here on Random Acts of Radio.
7, 6, 5, 4. We've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This is it. Welcome to MTV Music Television, the world's first 24-hour stereo video music channel. Now, just moments ago, all of the VJs and the crew here at MTV collectively hit our executive producer, Sue Steinberg, over the head with a bottle of champagne, and behold, a new concept is born. The best of TV combined with the best of radio. Now, starting right now, you'll never look at music the same way again. We'll be right back to introduce the other VJs and the other folks who are going to be with us on MTV.
I'm Alan Hunter. I'll be with you right after Mark. We'll be covering the latest in music news coast to coast here on MTV Music Television.
I'm Martha Quinn. The music will continue nonstop on MTV Music Television, the newest component of your stereo system.
Well, all right, I'm J.J. Jackson, and I'll be sitting in with the latest video music performances the way they were meant to be. That's in stereo on MTV Music Television. You'll never look at music the same way again.
Hi, I'm Nina Blackwood, and I'll be with you, after J.J., right here on MTV, the world's first video music channel, all day, all night, in stereo.
Are those guys the best? We all are so excited about this new concept in TV. We'll be doing for TV what FM did for radio. And let's get into it right now at MTV.
Blackwood.
Thank you.
Blackwood, Mark Goodman, Alan Hunter, and Martha Quinn are sharing their stories in a new book. It's called VJ, The Unplugged Adventures of MTV's First Wave.
God, what a long
guys,
title.
Good morning. Nice to see you. You're still kids. You're all still kids.
Absolutely.
How did that happen?
Right.
Who remembers the audition process? What was the job description for VJ?
Wow. Well, I do. I was out in Los Angeles, and I read Billboard magazine, and there was an article looking for
harp
DJs.
Players, right? Harp
be quiet. Anyway, long story short, they came out, and we did auditions twice, and then they said, you have to move to New York. We want to hire you. And at the luncheon at Tavern on the Green, I inhaled a piece of bread.
Okay, this is taking me in a direction I didn't expect.
See?
That's okay.
And
you never thought the Heimlich would come into it.
The Heimlich method was done on me, and I did it.
And the rest is history.
History.
When it went on the air back in 1981, did you immediately know it was going to change things forever?
I knew it would change my life forever because I was working at a dorm. I was working at Weinstein Dormitory, and I was like, what should I do? Continue to dispense toilet paper and light bulbs or work for this full-time job? So I thought it was a good bargain, a good gamble.
Mark or Alan, what was the video, in your opinion, that absolutely changed the game forever?
The first one, the Buggles video.
You really think that was the one?
I know what Mark is going to say. I think you're going to say Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer, I think, is one of the greatest videos of all time. So is High for Teacher. But Game Changer? It's Michael Jackson.
Thriller.
It has to be Michael Jackson's Thriller.
It was Billie Jean, the first one that we had. Billie Jean, and
right.
Then Beat It.
They wanted Beat It first.
Then Beat It, and then the big premiere of Thriller was, you know, the first 11-minute video.
You guys were huge stars, and it didn't take long. You became instant stars. We hear sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Did you take part in the whole lifestyle that the artists you were covering took part in?
Absolutely.
No.
You got to read the book, Matt. You got to read the book.
Did you?
I think page one is all about that.
So you were involved with the sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
We had to have first-hand knowledge. We had to have experience.
It was research?
Look, if we're talking to the rockers, we had to know what they were getting into.
What was dating the rock stars also a part of it? Raise your hand if you ever dated one of the artists.
It's easier for girls in rock and roll to date guys in rock and roll than guys to date girls. So.
But
of course,
the fact is,
we were married.
That was a problem, right?
What's that?
Martha, did you ever date any of the stars that were putting the videos
let's
out?
Let's see.
Tell them.
Yes. Yes.
Come on. Can you mention who?
Sure. I guess I should mention.
Come on.
Still Bader,
who from the Lords of the New Church, who introduced me to my husband, so
my God.
Worked out so
nice
perfectly.
Way to move that in there also to get back
love
to the
you,
husband
Jordan.
Thing as well.
Love you, buddy.
Let me come up with a couple of names, and you guys just say the first thing that comes to your mind, all right? Frank Zappa.
Oh, God.
What happened? Why?
he was just very condescending to me, and it was one of my first interviews, and I didn't know how to handle it. It was very bad casting, and you know when the wrong person is put in
bad chemistry. I'll mention a couple of other names, just throw it out here. Cyndi Lauper.
Huge talent, and made a mistake with the wrestling thing.
Oh, yeah.
Left hand turn that she shouldn't have taken.
David Lee Roth.
To me, David Lee Roth, I mean, wouldn't you guys say he sums up the 80s completely? His over-the-top personality. I mean, everything about the 80s, the Texas of decades. The hair was bigger, shoulders wider, and the spandex was tighter.
And wow. Michael Jackson.
Wow. Game
That's
changer.
That's the game changer.
And tragic.
That's the game changer.
You
Paradigm
said
shift.
Recently, Mark, that the VJJs were wonderful and terrible. A wonderful, terrible experience. If someone called you today, you knew nothing about it, but would you do it again?
Absolutely.
With these guys.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
With these guys.
It's better to be the first. I mean, I didn't want to be the second VJ. We wrote the handbook such as it was. Mm-hmm. They promptly threw it out after we left. But.
Yeah, I would only do it in the same situation if it was exactly the same.
At that time, it was like being at the center of the universe, so why would we say no to that, whatever the next thing is?
Makes perfect sense, guys.
The greatest thing about MTV is that it introduced us to each other,
right.
And we're so happy that we can continue down the road of life, all of us together.
We had...
Badlands. Go and dance on the floor and around. So give my strong advice. Just remember to always think twice.
Don't think twice.
She told my baby dance to three. As she looked at me, then showed a photo. Baby cried, his eyes were like mine. Go and dance on the floor in the round, babe. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Don't break them. But you came and stood right behind me. Just a smell of sweet perfume.
I think it's probably pretty perfect that we can close out that little walk down memory lane with Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, which I was told, and I think this is true, is that particular video the most played video on MTV, at least for that decade. A little bit later in the decade, as we were talking about, 1981, almost on this date, August 1st, the first day of broadcasting for MTV, and it really kind of did change our lives. Yeah, and you know, you can still, some of those original VJs, Mark Goodson's still out there on satellite radio, and Martha Quinn's out there. I'm not too sure where Nina is, but yeah, we were able to waste away a lot of time, weren't we, in the 80s watching television. I can still hear my parents say, it's such a beautiful day outside. Why don't you go ride your bike? Why don't you do something instead of being inside watching MTV all day? Boy, the times have sure changed, haven't they? You're listening, Random Acts of Radio. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll play a tune from this new band, our new best buddies, Strange Ranger. Yeah, we'll see you in just a second here.
Oh, hey there. Want to party with WLUW? We'll be at Riot Fest in the beautiful Douglas Park from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Friday, September 14th through Sunday, September 16th. You can stop by our booth for some awesome merch and okay conversation. If you see a WLUW t-shirt on the festival grounds, say hi if you wanna, but you've been warned. We'll probably be crying in the crowd at Alkaline Trio, Father John Misty, Twin Peaks, The Districts, Speedy Ortiz, Bully, Pronoun, Beach Bunny, or really any other show on the lineup. Festival and ticket info can be found at riotfest.org. And if you see me walking down the street and I start to cry every time we meet, rock on by. Rock on by.
You're just so confused.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it, too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
You're staring at 75 degrees downtown Chicago. My name's Cooper St. James, name of the program, Random Acts of Radio, and I'm telling you about our new best buddies. The name of the band is Strange Ranger. They hail from Sioux Falls. They're a little bit of an indie punk, post-rock punk band formed by none other than Isaac Iger and Fred Nixon. The name of this particular tune is House Show, off of the album Day Moon. Let me know what you think.
Should've gone dancing.
Thank you.
dark is from your eyes.
Maybe the 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 dark is from your eyes.
You know you got such dark eyes.
Woo!
Nothing's shaking on Shakedown Street.
Tell me this town ain't got no heart. shaking on Shakedown Street. It used to be the heart of town. Tell me this town ain't got no heart, got no heart. Just got a poke around. Well, don't tell me this town ain't got no heart.
Well, don't
tell me this town ain't got no heart. You just got a poke around. Well, this town ain't got no heart. You just gotta poke around. Tell me this town ain't got no heart. Just gotta poke around. Just gotta poke around. Well, tell me this town ain't got no heart.
Something like that can go on all night long, and I'd be okay with that. That's the Grateful Dead from those wonderful 1980 Cornell shows, Shakedown Street. And I play that for you for two reasons. One, because we're celebrating Jerry Garcia's birthday this evening. And two, it comes to us from, the disco stage in our music. Before that, we played a track by the band High Energy, and that was a disco hit. And about a year later, Grateful Dead came out with their disco version of stuff, if you want to call it that, with Shakedown Street. So happy birthday, Jerry Garcia, wherever you are. And it was High Energy was the name of the band that we played there with I Should Have Gone Dancing. Before that, we kicked the whole power block off with Strange Ranger, name of that band from Sioux Falls, and their track was House Show. Yeah, that's what's happening here on Random Acts of Radio. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to 88.7 WLUW Chicago Sound Alliance, broadcasting from the campus of Loyola University. Yeah, we do this radio program every Sunday evening from 7 until 9. My name is Cooper St. James. We are audio collage, audio documentary, all-around good music program. And doing some other stuff, we'll be celebrating the birthday of folk artist Ramblin' Jack Elliott, the guy that taught Bob Dylan how to flat pick a guitar. Ramblin' Jack Elliott celebrating the birthday this week, as well as John Dillinger met his demise here in Chicago almost on this date in 1934. We meant to get to this last week, but we didn't. You know, John Dillinger, public enemy number one, the guy that robbed with his gang 24 different banks. What a nut, right? The guy that broke out of two jails, robbed four police stations. And then the public loved the guy because, you know, this was back during the Depression. He was like a Robin Hood, stealing from the rich, giving to the poor. And really all we had at that time were newspapers. So the stories about Dillinger was something we could wake up to practically every other day. A couple times a month, we'd have a new story about how John and his gang came into town and robbed up some banks and moved on to the next, and we didn't know where he was, but finally he was found in Chicago, and the FBI and a lady in red put an end to that on July 22nd, 1934. But let's listen to this little mini bio about American gangster John Dillinger. Yeah, right here on Random Acts of Radio.
Known as Public Enemy Number One, John Dillinger was arguably the most famous of all U.S. bank robbers.
In my opinion, John Dillinger was the rock star of gangsters.
John Herbert Dillinger was born in Indianapolis, Indiana, on June 22, 1903. After stealing a car in 1923, Dillinger evaded capture by skipping town and joining the Navy. He deserted 5 months later and returned home to marry Beryl Ethel Hovius in April 1924.
When John Dillinger was in his 20s, he was arrested and convicted of having robbed an elderly grocer.
They put him away for 8 to 10 years, and this turned him into a hardened criminal. He made contacts so that when he came out, he formed a gang and began his exploits.
Dillinger was released from prison on parole in May 1933. Almost immediately, he robbed a bank in Bluffton, Ohio, and was shortly thereafter arrested and lodged in the Lima Jail.
John Dillinger had at one time helped 5 friends escape from Indiana State Prison. When he was housed in the Lima, Ohio jail, they returned the favor. They showed up masquerading as lawmen and ended up helping him escape from Lima, shooting the sheriff in the process.
Once free, Dillinger and his gang robbed several police arsenals to beef up their firepower, and then embarked on a 3-month bank robbing spree that terrorized the Midwest.
Dillinger's gang was different from other bank robbing gangs because they were very meticulous in their preparation. Sometimes he and the gang would use a ruse. They would say that they were from an alarm company or that they were shooting a movie and they wanted to check the place out. People believed him.
In December 1933, Dillinger and his gang were captured by local police in Tucson, Arizona. Dillinger was then extradited to the supposedly escape-proof Crown Point Jail in Indiana.
He took a piece of wood and a razor, carved the wood into what looked like a gun, and he colored it with black shoe polish. He used this to get past about a dozen guards and into a sheriff's car where he sped away.
Dillinger escaped across the state line, a federal crime, and this brought J. Edgar Hoover into the situation with what later became known as the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Dillinger set up a new gang, which included Babyface Nelson, and began another crime spree, robbing more than 6 banks in 4 different states. By the summer of 1934, the FBI had labeled John Dillinger public enemy number one and put a $10,000 reward on his head.
John Dillinger was hiding out in Chicago with a friend of his, Anna Sage, a brothel madam.
Dillinger died when a trap was set for him by Melvin Purvis, an FBI agent, as well as the Indiana State Police, and Anna Sage, who was notoriously called the Lady in Red. She set him up, invited him to the Biograph Theater to watch a movie. When he came out of the movie theater, John Dillinger was gunned down.
Dillinger died on July 22nd, 1934. He was 31.
But his spirit was wild and young. His mother was surely not resting her grave. She knew all the things he had done. Some people say Johnny was a friend of the poor, but he ain't nobody's friend anymore. Oh, they had him in a Crown Point, Indiana jail, and he made his most famous escape. They say that he whittled out
think on one early morning that I left my happy home. I left my loving baby crying all alone. Wander around the world, born to travel and see. Just a dark all alone, this whole world can be when you're alone. Around the world to the Midwest, down south to Dixieland, nowhere could I find a helping hand. Met a lot of women from Maine down to the Keys, but all they ever wanted was to dig a little gold for me. Born to ramble, born to travel and see. Just how dark all of
Yeah, you probably can do the math. I was hanging around the Cooper St. James archives the other day, and I finally came across my 1973 copy of Blackbird's City Life. And I was like, I'm going to play Hash and Eggs this week on Random Acts and Radio, and that's exactly what happened right there. You remember the Blackbirds? They were from Washington, D.C. They were like a fusion jazz rhythm band. Man, good stuff. Hey, you're good stuff as well for listening to Random Acts of Radio. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll celebrate the birthday, and I'll introduce you to one of our friends, Ramblin' Jack Elliott. We'll be right back.
According to the USDA, there are currently over 20 million children who receive free and reduced price meals during the school year, but during the summer, only 2.2 million children received free meals. There are millions of children who may be going hungry, but you can help. The Summer Food Service Program provides free, nutritious meals to children at eligible site locations. For more information, contact your local Feeding America food bank or visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals.
Hello, I'm Bob Marovich. Tune in to WLUW Saturday mornings at 10 for Gospel Memories, the home of the legends and pioneers of gospel music. Join me for 1 hour of vintage recordings by the classic gospel singers, groups, choirs, and quartets. We play yesterday's gospel hits and records you may never have heard before, all from the seemingly bottomless archives of Gospel Memories. You'll also hear exclusive interviews with some of gospel's living legends. That's Gospel Memories with Bob Marovich every Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on 88.7 WLUW in Chicago, the city that gave birth to gospel music.
Did I tell you it's 75 degrees? It's 8:22, July 29th, 2018. You're listening to Random Acts of Radio right here on 88.7 WLUW. My name is Cooper St. James. Yeah, here's a fella that we play his music from time to time. And we finally have come around here on the year for Ramblin' Jack Elliott's birthday. And oh, so happy and happy birthday, Jack, if I haven't said it already. I've had the opportunity to hang out with this fella a couple times over the years, and I'm not going to give you his age, but he's still out there doing what he does. I mean, this cat was a city guy that ran away and joined the rodeo at the age of 15. This fella was a traveling mate and songwriter with the original American folk artist Woody Guthrie. This guy, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, taught a young Bob Dylan how to flat pick, finger pick on a guitar. And he is something else. So happy birthday to you, Ramblin' Jack. Oh, he's also a contemporary of Jerry Garcia. And I think they might even have the same birthday, which is kind of spooky. Still pretty cool. Hey, let's take a listen to the CBS Sunday Morning Report on Ramblin' Jack Elliott right here on Random Acts of Radio.
If you wander among the boats moored in the sparkling waters of Sausalito Bay these days, you might just happen upon Jack Elliott, most often with his partner, Jan Curry.
Yeah, we're going to be rigging her soon.
Admiring a wooden scow hand-built by one of his many friends, telling stories of sea voyages or comparing notes on shipbuilding.
She's a Petaluma Creek scow schooner.
Jack Elliott loves wooden boats and trains and horses and Peterbilt trucks, most anything that can get you from one place to another, except commercial airplanes.
Here comes the captain himself.
Permission to board, sir.
I go on boats. I go on trolley cars. I ride in bucking horses. Anything that moves.
Still shaking, still rambling after all of these years. Please welcome to the Wintertide stage, Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Come all you old-time cowboys, listen to my song.
Ramblin' Jack Elliott has been following his heart and his wandering feet for half a decade.
Please,
ever since he ran away to join the rodeo at 15, he fell in love with cowboy life and the songs of the open range.
Long.
concerning some wild cowboys that did agree to go and spend one summer pleasant on the trail of buffalo.
I've been having some hard traveling, I thought you knowed. I've been having some hard traveling.
Then he heard a song by folk legend Woody Guthrie and turned his cowboy boots in that direction.
I've been having some hard traveling, Lord.
I sang it so much it wore it out. I can't even sing it anymore. I've been having some hard traveling, I thought you knowed. I called up Woody. I said, been listening to your music. So he invited me to come on over to the house. Stayed about a year and a half.
Well, what I like to sing most of is some of Woody Guthrie's songs. Bed with a woman just sang in the blues, heard the radio telling the news.
Folks said young Jack Elliott sounded more like Woody Guthrie than Woody Guthrie. And he looked more like a cowboy than many cowboys do. No one would have guessed that his given name is Elliot Charles Adnopaus, and that he's the son of a doctor raised in Brooklyn, New York.
23 with the Ramblin'. I was 19 when I got the Jack part.
The Ramblin' part didn't have anything to do with his traveling, but with his method of storytelling. Odetta's mother gave it to him.
I went over there one day to visit, and I heard her say, Odetta, Ramblin' Jack is here. I guess that's how it came about.
Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. Even you don't know by now.
If you have the time and the patience, if you know how to listen to a good tale well told, Ramblin' Jack Elliott has a million of them. About Bob Dylan and Jack Kerouac and about life on the road. How while traveling around Europe on a motor scooter, he serenaded a bunch of school children. One of those school children, he found out later, went right home and got his first guitar. His name was Mick Jagger.
You're the reason I'm traveling on.
I'm Ramblin' Jack, and I'm sort of a free rambling cat. And when I get started with my stories, when I was in school, the teacher said that stories have to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. My stories have a beginning and a middle. Don't have no end.
Well, I had a little vacation from recording. I didn't make any records for about 26 years one time. Now they got me working again. Well, the South Coast is a wild coast and lonely.
Ramblin' Jack Elliott's been rambling and singing for a long time now, but lately the accolades have been washing over him like high seas on the deck of a sailing ship.
And a lion still rules the barranca.
It started in 1995 when his recording of South Coast won a Grammy for Best Traditional Folk Album.
It's great to see you too, Jack.
I missed you.
Isn't he great? I've been a fan of his for a long time.
This year, Ramblin' Jack Elliott has been nominated for another Grammy Award, this time for an album called Friends of Mine. It features old friends like Emmylou Harris.
No dark till something shines. I'm bound to leave the star behind.
Tom Waits, Arlo Guthrie, and Nancy Griffith.
You were the friend of mine.
I said, look, you've had this great influence on all these people. Let's call some of these people up and see if we can make a record. He'd never done a record like that.
Roy Rogers, the blues guitarist, not the king of the cowboys, produced the album.
You learn just listening and being quiet and let the man show you what it's like to just make an observation about the American experience. I hate to be cliché-ish about it, but it really, I mean, he is the epitome of traveling around and meeting all walks of life. He's really a national treasure if there ever was one.
Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
To top it all off, Ramblin' Jack Elliott was invited to the White House in November to receive the National Medal of Arts from President Clinton.
Because even though he sings like he was raised on the range, he was actually born, as he puts it, on a 45,000-acre ranch in the middle of Flatbush. Ladies and gentlemen, Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Ramblin' Jack Elliott took it all in with his usual combination of philosophical detachment and dry wit.
I think I said, "Thank you, Mr. President," which wasn't rehearsed. If I'd have rehearsed it, I never would have remembered what to say.
And yet he seemed pretty comfortable up there on the dais with all those other legends of the art world.
Got a lot of phone calls. People calling me up telling me, "You're going to be famous, Jack." I said, "I've been famous all my life, just nobody knows about it."
They didn't ask me to bring my guitar to the White House. This was purely business. They were going to give me an award, and I was going to say thank you. But it wasn't that cut and dried. It really was nice. I was thrilled, especially because Gregory Peck was there.
And then, for Ramblin' Jack Elliott, it was back to work, playing in one of his favorite haunts, Sweetwater, in Mill Valley, California. It's just down the road from the first place he's ever had that resembles a home. Telling stories and singing songs.
Shake it up and shake it like Sweet Stephen's chain, cause I'm the whining boy. Don't deny my name.
We hope for Ramblin' Jack Elliott that his luck and his life will continue, as his stories do, with a beginning and a middle and no end.
Mama, 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 look at you.
One time, and I'd like to sing this song for him and for all of you. Called a Talking Sailor. Back from World War II. Late Great World War II. Bed with a woman just singing the blues, heard the radio telling the news. Said the big red army took 100 towns, allies dropping them 2-ton bombs. Started hollering, yelling, dancing up and down like a bullfrog. Doorbell rung, in come a man, signed my name, got a telegram, says you want to take a vacation trip. Got a dishwashing job on a Liberty ship. Woman a-crying, me a-flying, out the door and down the line. About 2 minutes to run 10 blocks, come to my ship, down to the dock, walked up the plank and assigned my name, blowed that whistle, was gone again. Right on out and down the stream, ship's just as fair as my eye could see, woman awaiting. Ship's loaded down with TNT, all out across the rolling sea. I stood on the deck, watched the fishes swim. I was praying them fish wasn't made out of tin. Sharks, porpoises, jelly beans, rainbow trouts, mud cats, garfish, all over that water. Walked in the tail and stood on the stern, looking at the big brass screw blade turn. Listen to the sound of the engine pound. Gained 16 feet of a time went around. Getting closer and closer. Look out, you fascists. I'm just one of merchant crew, belong to a union called the NMU. I'm a union man from head to toe. I'm USA and CIO. Fighting out here on the waters to win some freedom on the land.
Yeah, one of my favorites. A very happy birthday to you, Ramblin' Jack Elliott. Many, many more. One time I asked old Jack for an autograph, and he was sure happy to give me an autograph, and he wrote out, Ramblin' Jack Elliott. And at the middle of his name, there's two L's for Elliott, and he put three. And I looked at the third L, and Jack said, I put an extra L in there in case one blows away. And we all had a good chuckle from there, and I thought to myself, man, I wonder how many years he's been using that line. And that was just kind of the magic that you get from Ramblin' Jack Elliott. Right on. And your magic as well for listening to Random Acts of Radio. Let's take a break. We got about 20 minutes left, and we still have some pretty good tunes to get to. Yeah, right on.
Slacky J, you ready now? Slacky J, you ready now? Slacky J, you ready now? What if you're blind and you're
blind? WLUW's Reggae Vibes offers Chicago a look into the world of reggae music, playing everything from dancehall, roots music, to lovers rock. Slacky J and Marcus Aya have been making reggae vibes for more than 17 years, simply for the love of the music. They've interviewed some of reggae's biggest influences such as Sean Paul, Capleton, Buju Banton, Stephen Marley, and Ziggy Marley. Reggae Vibes is on from 8 to 10 p.m. every Friday on 88.7 WLUW Chicago.
Putting more on your credit than you can afford to will lead to big problems. Don't let your credit put you in a bad place. Visit controlyourcredit.gov to learn more about what you can do to improve your credit. That's controlyourcredit.gov.
So, as I've been telling you, and we've been playing some of their music, our new favorite band for the week, Strange Ranger, hailing from Sioux Falls. It's an indie punk post rock and roll band featuring Isaac Iger and Fred Nixon, friends of the program. Yeah, let's see if you get a kick out of this one. Name of the song, Hydration is the Key. Yeah, Strange Ranger right here on Random Acts of Radio.
Thank you.
Smith is playing the bass guitar. And you know the reason why I introduced him. It's because he was the source of inspiration for this next number. It's called Right Next Door Because of Me. I just want to make sure everybody knows that. The name is Richard Cousins. It's on film too.
Thank you. Right next door.
Thank you.
let that play a little bit in the background for you, but as you can probably tell, it's almost time for us to go here on Random Acts of Radio. Yeah, before I forget, that's the great John Coltrane, Blue Train. Before that, we played Robert Cray, as well as celebrating a birthday this week, the wonderful Robert Cray. Hey, we had a great show this Sunday evening. We celebrated John Dillinger for what it was worth, as well as the beginning of MTV. Yeah, in August of 1981. We had the birthday of Ramblin' Jack Elliott. What a great guy, as well as Jerry Garcia, wherever you are celebrating a birthday. I'm Cooper St. James. You'll hear us next time right here on Random Acts of Radio.